Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Kedushin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub. Lizchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Nachman, Ben Malka Miriam.
Kedushin Daf Ayin Gimel. The Gemara at the bottom of Ayin Beis and Beis brings a machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda whether a ger is mutter to marry a mamzeres. According to Rabbi Yossi, a ger is mutter to a mamzeres, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's aser. The same machlokes would also be true the other way around, whether a mamzer is mutter to marry a geyeres. And the Gemara is before that the Machlekes is Tali whether Kahal Gerim Ikri Kahal. According to Rabbi Yossi, when the Torah says the words Lo Yovei Mamzer B'Kahal Hashem, that does not include a Geiris, because Gerim are not considered Kahal. The Gemara B'Hemshach brings that there are five times the Torah uses the word Kahal, and the Gemara explains what each one is telling us. According to Rabbi Yossi, there is no extra pasuk to tell us that Gerim are also called Kahal, and therefore when it says that a Mamzer is Asur B'Kahal, it does not include Gerim. Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, holds that a ger is usher to a mamzeres, because kahal gerim ikri kahal. Either as the Gemara says, one of the kahals that are listed are extra, from there Rabbi Yehuda learns that it's come to tell us that even a ger is called a kahal. Or perhaps the Gemara says, Yibayi Seima, a different drasha, from the pasuk that says, HaKahal chuka achas lechem ula ger, from there Rabbi Yehuda darshins that gerim are also considered kahal. Now what are these five places where the Torah uses the word kahal? So Rashi over here at the bottom of Ayin Beis and Mid Beis brings, the five places are twice by a mamzer, lo yovi mamzer b'kahal Hashem, and lo yovi loy b'kahal. Twice by amini and mayavi, lo yovi amini mayavi b'kahal Hashem, and lo yovi lehem b'kahal. And the first one Rashi says is referring to Mitzri and Adami. Over there, the pasuk says dor shlishi yovi lehem b'kahal. They're ushered to marry into Klai Yisrael until the third generation. Then Rashi continues and he says that even though we find another place where it says kahal by Petsua Dako, that's not counted. Rashi explains the lavman psula yuchsin kamishdoi. That's not a psul of a yichus. It has nothing to do with who he is born from. Rather, it's a personal issue. That's not included in this list. This is the sheet of Rashi, and Tosis over here as well agrees to Rashi, and Dir Maschal Chamisha Kahali Ksivi. However, the Ritva brings B'Shem the Ravid that he argues on Rashi and Tosis, and he says the fifth one is not the one that says by Mitzri V'Adoimi, as Rashi says. Rather, it's the Kahal of Petsua Daka. The Ravid explains, why does he hold, not like Rashi, why is the word Kahal by Mitzri and Adoimi not included? Because the word kahal in that pasuk is not talking about an iser, rather it's talking about the heter, the other way around. It says, dor shlishi yovi lehem b'kahal, therefore that's not included. According to the Ravid, the fifth one is the one that it says by Petsua Daka. After the Ritva brings the Ravid, he says, zeh yoyser nochin b'einai, the Ritva holds like this as well, not like Rashi and Tosfos. Now the Chayim discussed, that which the Gemara is mavur, the mamzer sofik yovi b'kahal, and b'kahal vadei lo yovi, abo b'kahal sofik yovi, meaning a Safik Mamzer is mutter to marry into Klal Yisrael, and a Vadei Mamzer is mutter to marry a Safik Mamzer. And the Chayim discussed, what is the din? Is that drasha only as far as Mamzer is concerned, or is it also true as far as other Psulei Kahal? For example, Amoni and Mayavi, is a Safik Amoni or a Safik Mayavi mutter to marry into Klal Yisrael? Do we say the same drasha that the Gemara makes by Mamzer is also true by other Psulim? So the Avim Lum and Simon Dalid, both in Sifkatan Yud and in Sifkatan Chavav, he brings a Machlekes about this. He quotes the Shar Melech in Hilchas Esuri Biyo, Perek Tazvav, Alocha Tes. The Shar Melech quotes B'Shem the Elu Rabba that holds that a Safik Amoni and Mayavi is Osir. The din that Safik is Mutter only applies by Mamzer, not by Amoni and Mayavi. And the Elu Rabba brings a right to this from the Gemara Brochus, which says, Nafchocheso Medalef, that Bezman Azeh, a Ger Amoni is Mutter, because Sancher was already Mevalbal all of the Umais. Therefore, even if he comes from Amoin, that's not a reason to assume that he comes from the original Amoinim. And since we don't know where he comes from, so we go Basa Roiv of Goyim in the world, and not from Amoin, and therefore he's Mutter. And the Eli Rabbah asks, why does the Gemara have to say that we go Basa Roiv, even if it's only a Safik? L'chair, a Safik Amoin is Mutter. If when the Gemara says that a Safik Mamzer is Mutter, it's Lav Dafka Mamzer, rather Safik Amoin and Mayavi is also Mutter, why does the Gemara have to come on to Roiv? Now Shar Melech argues on this Eli Rabbah, and he's Matcha the Raya. He says, Einichanami, maybe a Safik Amoin is Mutter midairaisa, but midrabanan he would be still aser. That's why we have to come onto the roif to say that he's mutter even midrabanan. But Akapam the Shar Melech argues on the Eli Rabbah, and he says that even a Safik Amoni and Safik Mayavi is also mutter, since the Gemara darshins two of the words kahal, and it's not clear which ones to make the drasha of chad lekahanim, chad levim, chad leyisraelim, and which ones to use to make this drasha that a Safik pasul is mutter to marry to Klal Yisrael, and a Vadei pasul is mutter to marry a Safik pasul, even though the Gemara says that din by mamzer. We have no reason to say that the kahal, which is by Mamzer, that's the one to use for this drasha. Therefore, the Shar Melech concludes, Hay minayu mafkis, we don't know which one to include and which ones to exclude, Therefore, surely the din is true by all of them. By all of them, we say this din that a Safik pasul is mutter to marry a Vaday kosher, and a Vaday pasul is mutter to marry a Safik. However, the Avon Mum discusses what is the din by a Ptsu Adaka. He says, Bishlma by Mamzer, and by Amoni and Moyavi. The words Kahal that we find by these Psulim are definitely from the five that the Gemara is dashing over here. Therefore, they're definitely included in that which the din is that a Safik is mutter. However, what about a Ptsu Adaka? He says, the Chardis is telling the Machaikas between Rashi and Taisvis and the Ravid. According to Rashi and Taisvis, that we're also darshaning the Kahal, which it says by Ptsu Adaka, so a Safik Ptsu Adaka will also be included in this din. In other words, it will be mutter for a Safik Ptsu Adaka to marry into Klal Yisrael. It's also included in this drasha that we use from one of the Kahals. We learned to darshan in a Safik is mutter, that's true by Ptsu Adaka as well. Mashenkin, if you all like the sheet of the Ravid, the Ptsu Adaka is not counted as one of the five, then the Chayyar HaSafik Ptsu Adaka will not have this din, he'll remain Osir. And the Avim Lum continues and he says that by Mitzri V'Adayim Milachar will come out the opposite, that according to Rashi and Taisis that they are included in the five, and then will be that they're also Mutter B'Mokim Safik. Shankin, according to the Shita of the Ravid, he does not count Mitzri and Adayim, the Chayyar will not have this din, and the Safik will be Osir. The Maiz of Avim Lum has a Safik about this. However, the Neid B'Huda and Madura Kama, Evan Ezra Simin Vov, he says as a davar pasha that even according to Rashi, a Safik Ptsu Adaka will be mutter b'kahal. Once we darshan that Ptsu kahal or mutter b'mokam Safik, the din is true not only by these five places where it says the word kahal, but anywhere else as well, even by Ptsu Adaka, there also that will be included and the Safik would be mutter. And according to the Noid Behuda, the same will be true the other way around by Mitzri V'Adomi according to the Shita of the Ravid. Even though according to the Ravid this was not counted as one of the five, still the same din would apply, Sekus would be mutter. Now continue on, as far as this din, that a Safik Mamzer is Mutter, as we saw, the Gemara says both cases, a Safik Mamzer is Mutter to a Vadi Kosher, and a Vadi Mamzer is Mutter to a Safik Mamzer. And as the Gemara's Mavur, according to Basi, there are two separate drashas. From one Kahal, we learn, Layovi Mamzer B'Kahal Hashem, a Mamzer Vadi Hudu Layovi, Ha Mamzer Safik Yovi. And from another Kahal, we learn a different drasha, B'Kahal Vadi Hudu Layovi, Ha B'Kahal Safik Yovi. According to one side of the Gemara, Rabbi Huda argues, and he says you could learn both dinim from one pasuk. You don't need two kahals to learn these two dinim. But Akoparim, everyone agrees that the din is true, that a mamzer safik is mutter to a kahal vaday, and a mamzer vaday is mutter to a kahal safik. The Hemshech, the Gemara says, as far as the din of a shtuki, Am Rav Advar Toyer shtuki kosher, a shtuki is a safik mamzer, and the Gemara explains, they really, Rav Ksherim Etzla, Omiya Psulam Etzla. A pnuya, who most people, they'll be mezana with her, the child will be kosher, only a miyat, meaning a miyat of kravim, if they're mezana with her, the child will be pasul. And the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, even if you don't have a Rav, like where it was Ozla Ihi Ligabayu, the other Gemara says it's Kavua, Vechol Kavua, Kemechza, Mechza Dami. Still, the Gemara says, even if it is Kemechza, Mechza, still Shtuki would be Mutter, as we darshan, the Mamzer Vadi Hudla Yavi, Ha Mamzer Safik Yavi. Now, based on this Gemara, there's a major Machaikis Rishainim. This is a Machaikis Rishainim which is Negea all over Shas. There's a great discussion in Achainim as well about this Inyan. And that is the Shaila, when we say Safik Dareis Lachumra. Is that a din min ha-tayra or only min darbanan? In other words, that which we know all over every time there's a Safik Isser. If it's a question of an Isser darbanan, then we go l'kula. If it's a question about an Isser daraisa, we have to go l'chumra. That which we have to go l'chumra, is it that the Torah is telling us that we have to go l'chumra? Or, min ha-tayra, we can even go l'kula even by a Safik Isser daraisa. It's just that the Rabbanan came along and said that by a Safik Isser daraisa we should go l'chumra, and they were only makel by a Safik of their own Isser, there they said that we could go l'kula. Now the Shita of the Rambam in many places is that the din of Safik Dereisa L'Chumra is only a din Darabonan. I'll mention a few of the examples. In Perek Yud Ches Hilchos Yisuri Biyah Halacha Yud Zayin, the Rambam talk about a Shvuya, a woman who was captured and were Cheshed, and maybe she was Mezane. If she was Mezane, even Ba'ina, she becomes Pasul to a Kain. And we're Mekel, we rely on certain people to be made on her that she was not Mezane. For example, we rely on the Eidus of an Isha, even though B'derech HaL this is not a Kosher Eidus. And the Rambam explains, since the Isra anyways is not a Vaday, it's not for sure that she was Nansa, it's a Safik, and Min HaTorah we would go Lakula, therefore the Rambam says we could rely on an Eidus of a person like an Isha or an Eved, even though B'derech HaKlal we would not rely on that Eidus. In other words, the Rambam is clearly saying that it's only a Din Darbanan to go L'Chumra Misafik, therefore we could rely on certain Kulas. Another example is in Hilchos Klayim, Perek Yud Halacha Chav Zayin. The Rambam there is talking about a beged shal tzemer sha'ovir b'chut shal pishton. We know that somewhere in this beged of wool is a strand of linen, and the Rambam says if a person looks for it and he cannot find it, so he does a certain test to try to help him find it. If he still can't find it, then the din is a reza mutter, shemon nishmat v'holochloi, we assume maybe it fell out, Sharibodik Vlaimasa, he tested and he didn't find it. And the Rambam continues and he says, Ukfar Biarnu, Behilchas Isuri Bia, Shekal Isris Fakus Mudivay Sefer, Milfika Chekilu Bisafik. The Rambam explains, how is it that the Rabbanah are able to be Makel in such a situation? He says, because since anyways, Sfekos Deraisa are really Mutter Minatayra. It's only that the Rabbanah were Misakin to Aser it, therefore the Rabbanah were able to be Makel in certain situations. The Rambam in other places says this din as well. This is the Rambam Shita all over that Safik Deraisa Lachomra is only a din midarabanan. Now the Rashba over here in Ersugya, he brings Bashem the Tshuva of the Rambam, that the Makar of the Rambam to say this Yisayid is Ersugya. The Arush Gemara says that by a shtuki, even in a case where there's no roif, it's an even suffix, still the din is that he's mutter to marry into Klal Yisrael, because the Torah says, Le'yovei mamzer, mamzer vati hudu le'yovei ho mamzer suffix yovei, a mamzer suffix is mutter. From here the Rambam saw that all sfeikos midereisa are mutter. Now the Ran earlier in the Masechta, he brought the same raya b'shem the Ramban. The Ran over there is talking about the din of suffix orlo b'chutzlaretz. The Gemara over there says that in chutzlaretz the din is that only vati orlo is osur, suffix is mutter. And the Gemara explains because Arlo B'chutzaretz is a hilchasa, it's halacha l'moshe misinai, and the halacha said that it's only osur if it's a vadeh, not if it's a safik. And the Rambam over there discusses, he said, there are those who want to bring a raya from that sugya, that which we say safik deraisa l'chumra is a din deraisa and not a din derabanan. In other words, not like the shita of the Rambam. Because if every safik deraisa l'chumra is only midarabanan, min atari one is allowed to go l'kula, why do we need a hilchasa to tell us that a safik Arlo B'chutzaretz is mutter? Either way, on a deraisa level, every suffix is mutter. Why would you need a special halacha for Arlo B'chutzlaretz? The Maaseh of the Ran over there is Matcha this Raya. He says, even if we'll say that B'derech Klal suffix deraisa is L'kula min HaTorah, but here we need a special din to tell us that Arlo B'chutzlaretz is mutter. This din tells us that even in a situation which we would not have considered a suffix even. For example, if there's a Shita Adas Yochid connected the Shita of the Rabbim, so B'derech Klal we would pass in like the Rabbim, and here the halacha is, if there's a shita who's mekel in Arlo B'chutzlaretz, even if it's a far-fetched shita, which we normally would not have paskin like, but here we have a hilchasa which tells us that Safik Arlo is mutter B'chutzlaretz, so even in such a situation, we can still be mekel. Rakapana Behemshech, the Ran brings B'shem the Ramban, that brings the raya from Ergamora, like the shita of the Rambam, that Safik Deraisa L'chumra is only a din darabon and not a din deraisa. Because the Gemara Bayos says that by a shtuki, since he's a Safik, he's kosher. From here we see that the Torah did not ask her b'makom safik. Now the Ran over there, as well as the Rashba we mentioned earlier in Ersugya, they both argue on this Raya, and they say, if anything, this is the Raya, the opposite. Because the Gemara doesn't simply say that a shtuki who's a safik is mutter because he's a safik. It says because it's a drasha. Like we saw earlier, the Gemara brings a drasha, mamzer vadi hudu le'yaviho mamzer safik yavai, and b'kahal vadi hudu le'yaviho b'kahal safik yavai. If anything, this is the Raya, that there's a unique din by mamzer. Over there specifically, the Torah said, it's dafka vadi mamzer. It's also usher only if he's coming into a vadei kahal, otherwise it's mutter. The mashmais would be that any other isser in the Torah would be usher even b'makom safik. So both the Rashba and the Ran themselves, they hold, not like this shita of the Rambam and the Ramban, they hold that safik deraisa l'chumra is even midereisa, only with the exception over here by mamzer where we have a special gzeres akosif. Or by Arlo B'chutzlaretz where there's a hilchasa. And the Ran quotes the Rashi in Ersugya as well, and Dibur Maschal V'Boyis Eima, at the end of that Rashi says, and if we would not have had this drasha, we would have said that the Isser of Mamzer is like any other Isser. The Lashon of Rashi is, Hava aminen chachos shrar sveiki Isser, al vadei asharas vadei lokei salov, al asharas sofik li Isura. We would have said that Mamzer is like any other Isser in the Torah, that if it's a vadei Isser, then you'll get Malkus. If it's only a sofik Isser, then it's only ashara mi sofik, meaning it would still be Isser, just you would not get the Einish. This Rashi is mashma, like the sheep of the Rashba and the Ran, that all other Isurim in the Torah, and Mamzer as well would have had this din if there would not have been its own Gzeir Sekosov. If Makam Safik is Usr, meaning it's Usr even Midai Raisa. Now the Rashi over here in Ersugya, when he finishes off, he says, Kvar Herachti B'Sefer Torah Sabayis, he tells us to look in his Sefer Torah Sabayis, where he's Marech more about this Inyan. And the Rashi over there explains that the Rambam, that which he brought a Rai from Ersugya, the Rashi asked him if anything is the Rai the opposite. What the Rambam really meant to say is that Ersugya is the Makar, meaning once we make this drasha, that a mamzer safik is mutter, now already we learn to all the other Yisurim in the Torah, this is the makar to everywhere else, that a safik is mutter min HaTorah, and it was only the Rabbanan who came along and said that by safik deraisa we should be machmir. But Gopalam, as we said, the Rashba himself argues in the Rambam, and he brings a few other rayas. He brings the raya from the Gemara earlier on in the Masechta, the case of Arlo, which we mentioned, the Ran also brought that raya. However, the Ran was matcha that raya, as we mentioned earlier. Another raya that both the Rashba and the Ran bring is from the din of Ashram Toloi. For example, if a person ate something which was safek chelev, safek shuman, he's mechayev to bring an ashram taloi. Now they quote a gemara in Krisus daf yodayin amud beis. There's a machlokes over there. Machlokes whether the chiyuv ashram taloi is dafka chaticha achas mishtei chatichos, or is it even by chaticha achas? In other words, that which we say there's a chiyuv ashram taloi is that dafka by a case where we know that there was chelev over here. There had definitely been a piece of chelev and now got mixed up. There are two pieces over here. We're not sure which is the chelev, which is the shuman. And he ate one of them. There the din is that he has to bring an ashram taloi because he may have eaten the chelev. This is what is known as a schaziki surah. There definitely was an iser here. The question just is, did I eat the iser or did I eat the heter? The other man number holds that you don't need a schaziki surah even if there's only one piece over here. We don't know that there was ever any chelev. There's one piece which is safek chelev and safek shuman. According to that man number, the din is, even in that situation, he's chayiv in ashram taloi. We lemais a pasken like the shita that it's dafka chaticha achas mishtei chatichos. When it's a schaziki surah, that's where there's a chiv of ashram taloi. And the rishonim ask a kasha. What could possibly be the pshat in the man amar that even if it's only one chaticha, there's no ischazik yisurah, still there's a chiv of ashram toloi? If min atayr the din is that when a person has a safik, misafik it's mutter, so even the chatchili would be allowed to eat this piece, says this safik chilev safik shuman. How could we possibly be mechayiv him a carbon for eating it if it is that even the chatchili he's allowed to eat it? And the Rishonim continue and they ask that even if you hold that the chiv of ashram toloi is dafka by chaticha achas b'shtei chatichos, still this kasha would be difficult. Because even if you want to suggest that maybe the Shitas of Yishayim, the Rambam, the Ramban, hold that Safik min deraisa of the Chumra is not a din deraisa, it's only a din derabanan, min atar you could go l'kula, so we'll suggest that that din is true by a case of chaticha achas, meaning when there's no ischazik yisura. If a person has a Safik about one specific thing, whether it's mutter or asr, then the din will be that min deraisa you could go l'kula. And the Maestro, there is no chiv ashram tali by chaticha achas. Chiv ashram tali is only by chaticha achas mishtei chatichos. Where there is a schazik yisura, there the din is that you are chayv ashram toloi, and will suggest that the Rambam and the Rabban are maskim that by a schazik yisura there's no din that midiraisa you could go l'kula. There even they'll be maskim that you have to go l'chumra. However, the Ran and the Rashba they ask that it's still difficult to understand because even according to that man Amar that the chayv ashram toloi is only by chaticha achas v'shtei chatichos, mashmois is that by chaticha achas they hold there's no carbon, but not that it's mutter l'chatchila. The mashmois of that machlokes is not that they argue whether chaticha achas is mutter even lechatchila, kipshut everyone's masking that lechatchila it's aser. The question just is the chi of carbon in that case, or is the chi of carbon only when it's a schazik yisura? Now the tshuva of Samarit, he answers b'das Rambam, and this is brought in the Shev Shmaitza, in Shmaitza Aleph, Perek Aleph. He says that Eich Nami, according to the Shita of the Rambam, this is the machlokes, whether chi of ashram toli is dafka by chaticha achas m'shtei chatichos, or even by chaticha achas. The machlokes is mamash toli in these two tzadim. If you hold that you need dafka chaticha achas b'shtei chatichos, the pshat is that by chaticha achas, where there's no ischazik yisura, then you cannot possibly be mechayiv in ashram toli because it's mutter even lechatchila midereisa. Hashenkin the shita that holds that you are chayiv ashram toli even by chaticha achas, the pshat that he holds that safik deraisa lechumra is even midereisa, it's also to eat lechatchila, and therefore you are chayiv a carbon in such a situation as well. Now, a lot of the discussion in the Achronim about this sugya. The Shev Shmaitz in the beginning of his Sefer, he's mayrach about this very much. And he brings different terutzim from Achronim, and they're all coming to answer the kasha that if you hold at the sheet of the Rambam, that min haTorah every suffix deraisa is lekula, it's only derabanan that you have to go lechumra. So what is the pshat? Why do we need a pasuk by a mamzer to tell us that a mamzer suffix is mutter bikahal? If anyways it's mutter because of the klal of kol Torah kula, that every suffix min deraisa is lekula. And the terutzim that they give are to tell us different cases where the regular klal of safek deraisa lekula would not apply, situations where we would have had to go lechumra despite the normal klal of safek deraisa lekula. And on that, the pasuk is telling us that a mamzer is different, since by a mamzer only of mamzer vada is asur lavi bikahal, any sort of safek, even not the normal sfekas that we would go lekula, here it would still be mutter because the Torah says dafka mamzer vada is asur, or dafka kahal vada, even if someone is only a safek, a small safek that they're not included in the kahal, they'll already be mutter to a mamzer. Now before we get into the different terutzim, the problem with all of these terutzim is that the Rambam himself brought a raya from Eretz Sugya. We saw the Rashba over here quotes Peshem the Truvas Rambam, and the Ran quotes Peshem the Ramban. They say that the whole Makar from the Shita of the Rambam and the Ramban is from Eretz Sugya. As we explain, what they mean to say is that after we have the Pasuk that tells us only a mamzer Vadi is Osir and not a mamzer Safik, from there we learn to call it Torah Kula, and any Safik we can go to Kula. The Achrenim will give these various terutim. They obviously understood B'das Rambam that he had some other Makar, where we know that Safik Deraisa is Lekula. And they're bothered by, if so, why do we need a Pasuk by a Mamzer? The Mamzer Safik is Mutter. Akar, they say, must be coming to tell us a different case where normally we would have not gone to Kula, we would have had to go to Chumra. So this kasha is asked by Rabbi Chanan in the Kibbutz Biurim. The Kibbutz Biurim is printed in the second chalik of Kibbutz Shurim in the back, and there's a section over there where Rabbi Chanan has a oros on the Shev Shmaitza, and in his first piece he asks this kasha, what are all these terusim that the Chayinim give, which the Shev Shmaitza quotes? The Chayinim, the Rambam himself says that the Makar is from Er Sugya, as we explained, the Makar is from that which the Torah said that a Mamzer Safik is Mutter. And Rabbi Chanan leaves off with Tzarachiyin. This kasha is asked by the Sharon Melech as well, and we'll get back to that later. But Akoponim, we will still go through the Trutzim of the Achronim, even though it would seem difficult to understand them, B'das HaRambam, and B'das HaRamban as well. But the Maisim, there are important Yisoydis which come out from the discussion in the Achronim. Now the first Teretz we'll mention is the Teretz of the Ma'arit. This is in Yardeya Chelik Beis, Simen Aleph, and the Shev Shmaitzer quotes this in the beginning. And that is, he answers, the Einich Nami Min HaTorah, you would have known that a Mamzer Safik is Mutter, and you would have also known that a Mamzer Vade is Mutter to marry a Safik Mamzer, since the klal always is that a Safik Derei, so we can go to Kula Min HaTorah. However, he says, it would have been only B'Torah Sofik, not B'Torah Vaday. In other words, if a person wants to marry a Mamzer Sofik, on the tzad that this person really is a Mamzer, so Klal B'Shmaya, there really isn't Isser going on, just the klal would be that the Torah allows a person to take a risk, B'Makam Sofik it's Mutter, but if Klal B'Shmaya, the Sofik Mamzer really was a Mamzer, there was a Maisa Avir going on. However, now that we have a drush of Mamzer Vaday Hudlo Yavoy, Ha Mamzer Sofik Yavoy, and B'Kahal Vaday Hudlo Yavoy, Ha B'Kahal Sofik Yavoy, now already it's B'Torah Vaday. As long as the Mamzer Safik remains a Safik, it's definitely Mutter, even Klal B'Shmaya, there is no Aver going on, even if the fact really is that he is a Mamzer. As long as to us it's a Safik, the din is that B'Torah Vada he's Mutter. And the same would be by a Mamzer Vada if he wants to marry a Mamzer Safik, since the Mamzer Safik is learned from a Joshua B'Kahal Vadi Hudla Yavoy, Ha B'Kahal Safik Yavoy, so there definitely is no Maisa Aver going on over here, it's B'Torah Vada he Mutter. And the Nafkamini would be the Marit says, is that if a person is a Safik Mamzer, he would be mutter to marry both a Mamzeris and a Yisraelis at the same time. If the din would have been that Safik Deraisa Lakula, then in the case where a person is definitely being over an Avera Mimman of Shach, like in this case where he married a Kshira and a Mamzeris at the same time, so Mimman of Shach, either if he's a Mamzer, he's being over an Isser when he marries the Yisraelis, and if he's a Kosher, he's being over the Isser when he marries the Mamzeris, so he would not have allowed him to marry both of them Bebas Achas. However, now that we have a Drosha, the Drosha tells us that this is not the regular klal of Safik Deraisa Lakula. Here the Torah is telling us more than that it's B'Torah Vaday. A Safik Mamzer is Mutter B'Torah Vaday both to a Yisraelis and to a Mamzeris, so it would be Mutter for him to marry even both of them at the same time. Now in this Teretz of the Marit, the Sharon Melech asks, and this is similar to the Kash that we mentioned before, the Sharon Melech is in Perek Tes, Hilchos Tumas Meis, Halacha Yud Beis, he has a great Arichos on the Sugya, and the way he asks the Kash is that the Rambam himself brings the Makar, is from Er Sugya, that which you know by Kol Torah Kula, that Safik Dereisa Lekula, that goof was learned from Agamar, which says that Safik Mamzer is Mutter Min HaTorah. We asked before B'Shem Rabbi Chanan that if this goof is the Makar, so what are the Achronim bothered by Bechlal? But the Sharon Melech asks a similar question. He asks that if this is the Makar to Kol Torah Kula, that Safik Deraisa is Lekula, then we should learn that Kol Torah Kula as well has this din that it's Mutter B'Torah Vadeh and not only B'Torah Safik. And since this is definitely not the case, by other Safik Deraisa Lekula, we don't say that it's Mutter B'Torah Vadeh. For example, in the Nafkamina that the Ma'arit himself gave, where a person does two different things, and Mamon of Shach, one of them is Osir, definitely the din is B'kol Torah Kula, then in such a situation it would be Osir. And if, as the Rambam says, the Makar to Kol Torah Kula, that Safik Deraisa Lekula is learned from Safik Mamzer, how can there be a difference between a Safik Mamzer and Sveikus by other Yisurim? So the Sharon Melech explains like this. He says, that which the Rambam brought a right from Er Sugya, the Rambam did not mean to say that the Makar by all Yisurim, that Min HaTorah you go to Kula, is from that which the Torah said by a Mamzer, a Safik Mamzer you can go to Kula. Right, the Rai of the Rambam was, from that which Rava says in Er Sugya, Dvar Torah Shtuki Kosher, the Gemara explains why Min HaTorah would be Mutter, the Gemara brings the Pasuk of Mamzer Vadi Hudlo Yovi HaMamzer Safik Yovi, and then the Gemara continues and the Gemara says, Umatam Amru Shtuki Pasol, at first the Gemara answers, Gzeir Shem Yisa HaChoyse Me'oviv, Maskana the Gemara says, El Maila Osu B'Yuchsin, and the Rambam was bothered, that if the Klal is, before we get to Er Sugya, what is it then by other Yisurim? If we know that other Yisurim din is that Safik we go to Chumra, then here the Gemara would be telling us, Mikoyach the Pasuk, that Mamzer is different, and Safik Mamzer we go to Kula. If that was the case, then the Gemara would not have asked the Kasha, Matam Amru Shtuki Pasul. The Gemara would have understood that since by all other Yisurim we have to go to Chumra, here the Torah is telling us that Mamzer is different, and the Safik Mamzer we can go to Kula, and what the Pasuk would be telling us is, not that it's Mutter B'Torah Vaday, rather that it's Mutter B'Torah Safik. All other Yisurim we have to go to Chumra. Here the Torah says that it would be Mutter for one to be Mekel, but not that the Torah is telling us that even if Klal B'Shmaya really is a Mamzer, but as long as it's a Safik by us, then it's Mutter B'Torah Vaday. And the Torah would just be telling us that it's Mutter B'Torah Safik,
And therefore, like the Marit says, it would not be mutter for him to marry both a Mamzeres and a Bas Yisrael. If this was the case, the Shulchan Aruch explains, then the Gemara would not have asked the Kasha, Matam Amru Shtuki Pasal. Surely it would be understood that the Rabbanah made a Gzeira, since the Maisa there is a Chashash, that this person really is a Mamzer, we could understand why the Rabbanah would make a Gzeira and say that one should not marry this Safik Mamzer. From this, the Rambam proved, from that which the Gemara asked the Kasha, Matam Amru Shtuki Pasal, the Rambam understood that there must be a previous Makar, we must have known that by all Isurim the din is that Safik Mideraiso, one can be Makal. The Arush Gemara over here brings the pasuk of Mamzer Vadi Hudlo Yovei and Mamzer Safik Yovei. The Gemara is telling us, like the Marit explains, that this is different than other Isurim. Here the Torah is telling us even B'Torah's Vadei that it's not Aser. If that's what the Gemara is telling us, then the Gemara is understood. This is the Hemshach of the Gemara, Matam Amru Shtuki Pasul. Why would the Rabbanan Aser Shtuki if B'Torah's Mutter B'Torah's Vadei? Meaning even if Klapi Shema, he really turns out to be a Mamzer, there was no Isur going on over here. Why would the Rabbanan make a Gzer to Aser such a person? And that the Gemara gives a teretz, either Gzeiro Shem Yisabat Achayis Aviv or Ma'ala Asu B'Yuchsin. This is how the Sharon Melch explains the teretz of the Marit, how the Rambam understood our sugya. Akapam, as far as the Iker teretz of the Marit, the Shev Shmaitzer brings this. However, the Shev Shmaitzer rejects this teretz because of a kasha that he asks. And this kasha is asked by the Sharon Melch as well. And that is that if even without these psukim, we know that the klal all over is from some other makar, that all stakes they rise and one can go l'kula, why would the Gemara need two psukim? One pasuk to tell us that Mamzer Vadi Hudlo Yovei HaMamzer Safik Yovei and Bekal Vadi Hudlo Yovei HaBekal Safik Yovei. The Marit explained that you need the pasuk to tell us that it's Mutter even B'Torah's Vadei. Therefore, a Safik Mamzer can marry both the Yisraelis and a Mamzeres. If so, why would you need two pasukim? One pasuk should be enough for this. Since for the Mamzer Safik to marry just the Mamzeres or to marry just the Bas Yisrael, that we would know even without these pasukim. We're just coming to tell us that it's Mutter even B'Torah's Vadei to be Mater him to marry both of them. For that, one pasuk should be enough. Rabbi Chanan the Kibbutz Shiurim and Chelik Beis Simin Mem Hei Sif Katan Gedalid, he brings this kasha of the Shev Shmaitza on the Marit, and he answers that if you just have one pasuk, one drasha, you would tell us that a Safik Mamzer is mutter to a Yisraelis B'Torah's Vadai, meaning as long as he's a Safik, even Klapai Shmaya the dinner that he's mutter B'Torah's Vadai as if he's a regular Yisrael. If so, then when it comes to marrying a Mamzeres, then we would say that he's usher to a Mamzeres. You no longer will be able to matter him to a Mamzeres because of a Safik. Meaning because of the tzad that maybe he's a mamzer, if he's a mamzer, he's mutter to a mamzeres. Because even if Alibud Emes, he is a mamzer, but the Torah said that we should consider him B'Torah's Vadei like a kosher, therefore even if Klapei Shmai he really is a mamzer, he'll still be usher to a mamzeres. It's not even a suffix anymore. That's why I need the second drasha, B'Kal Vadei Hudlo Yovei HaB'Kal Suffix Yovei, to tell us that a Vadei mamzer is mutter to a suffix mamzer, meaning even though we are mutter this suffix mamzer to a Yisrael, the second pasuk tells us that he could also be mutter to a mamzeres. Now, I mentioned a few other terutzim that the Achronim bring, how the Rambam will understand why he needed a pasuk to tell us that a safik mamzer is mutter. The Pri Chodesh says the teretz, and this is quoted in the Shmaitza, the Pnei Yeshua and Asuga quotes this as well. He says that even though Einach Nami Min HaTorah according to the Rambam, all sekus we would go to Kula, however, in the situations where there's a chazaka, there, b'makam safik, the thing would be that you go to Chumra. You would have to go Basar chazaka. For example, if there's a woman who is known to be an Eishes Ish, and then we have a suffix that perhaps she had a Gerushin, in this case we would put her Becheskasa, until this point she was assumed to be an Eishes Ish, we would assume that she's still an Eishes Ish. If afterwards she goes and she's Mezaneh, in that situation the child would have a din of a Mamzer, even though he's only a suffix Mamzer, there is a Maisa Tzad that the mother had a Gerushin, but this type of suffix we would say that you go Basar Chazaka, this would not be included in the cloud that calls all Sekis Deresi, you go Lakula. However, now that we have a pasuk to tell us Mamzer Vadi Hudlo Yovei, Mamzer Safik Yovei, this tells us in all situations, anytime there's a Safik, here we would not go Basar Chazaka, and we would be matter him Lovei B'Kahal. This is the teretz of the Pri Chodesh, and the Pnei Yeshua says a similar teretz. He says, what would be in a case where there's a Reiv that tells us that the child is a Mamzer? So even if we would know Klal and call it a Kula, the Safik Deresa, you can go Lekula, but when there's a Reiv, you cannot go Lekula, there you definitely have to be Machmer. For that you need the pasuk of Mamzer Vadi Hudlo Yovei, Mamzer Safik Yovei, that this is still considered a Safik Mamzer, even if there's a Reiv saying that he's a Mamzer, still it's not a Vadai, and therefore it would be Mutter. And the Shmaitza, he argues on both the Pnei Yeshua and on the Pri Chodesh. And he says that in the case where there's a Reiv, or the case where there's a real Chazaka, then even by a Mamzer, the din will be that the Mamzer is also to marry a Yisraelis. Even though there is a Klal, Mamzer Vadai Hudla Yavi, a Mamzer Safik Yavai, when there's a Chazaka or a Reiv, that is considered a Vadai. Since for all Dinei Torah, we go Basar Chazaka, Chazaka could pass him what is a din b'makom safik, and Reiv also could pass him the situation of a safik. If so, Reiv and Chazaka make it that it's not a safik anymore, it's considered a vadai. Therefore, even after we have the drasha mamzer vaday hud lo yovi hamamzer safi gavai, these cases are considered mamzer vaday, and therefore they'll be yasser. And the Shmaitzer brings a right to this that even by mamzer, where the Torah says it's only yasser in the case of a vaday, still roiv makes it into a vaday. He brings a right from the second drasha, b'kal vaday hud lo yovi habikal safi gavai. There also we dash from a pasuk that anyone who's considered a kal safik is mutter to marry a mamzer. And if the Pnei Yeshua is correct that when the Torah says you need dafka a vaday, a roiv is not enough to make it into a vaday. If so, the Shmaisa asks, when would a mamzer ever be usher b'kahal? No one in Klal Yisrael would be considered a kahal vaday because everyone's kashas really is based on a roiv. He quotes from the Gemara Chul and Dafir Aleph from an Aleph. The Gemara over there says, "Minon dazlinan basa roiv." The Gemara is trying to find a makar in the Torah. How do we know that we could paskin with a roiv? And whatever the rise the Gemara brings is from that which the Torah says that someone who hits his father is chayiv misa, the din of makke oviv. The Gemara asks, how can we ever know for sure that the one who has assumed to be a person's father is his real father? Perhaps maybe his mother was mezane, and this is not his real father. So the Gemara says, El ma you go basa roiv, roiv b'ilois halich achar abal, an ish is assumed to have become pregnant from the husband. We could base that on roiv. That's the reason why we could give chayiv misa for someone who hits his father. And if so, the Shmaita says, if the only reason we know that a person's father really is his father is based on roiv, then how can there be anyone who's kosher b'teres vaday, as far as this din is concerned, that a mamzer is usher only someone who's a vaday kahal? According to the Pnei Yeshua, that for the level of vadois that's required over here, even a roiv does not suffice, no one will be a kahal vaday, and a mamzer should be mutter in everyone. From here, the Shmaita proves, not like the Pnei Yeshua, it's muchach to say that a roiv is enough for the din of kahal vaday or for the din of a mamzer vaday. The Lamaisa, the Shmaitza himself later on in Shmaitza Beis, Perek Tazvov, and other Rachonim as well, they say that there is a svar to be mechalik from the ride that the Shmaitza brings, connected to Pnei Yeshua. And that is, they explain there's a difference between a Ruba de Issa Kamon and a Ruba de Lesa Kamon. And that is, by Ruba de Issa Kamon, for example, if there's an Isha who was a Pnuya and she had a child, we're not sure who she was Mezana with, and we know that it was definitely from one of a number of people, we know who exactly the possibilities were, and most of them, right of them, are Kravim, people who would have made the child into a mamzer, and there's only a mi'at who are not kravim, there may be enichnam you could say like the Pnei Yeshua, that without the xeris akasav of mamzer vadli hudal yavi mamzer safig yavoy, you would have gone basa roiv and say that the child is a mamzer, since roiv of the potential bailim would make the child into a mamzer, now that we have a pasuk of mamzer vadli hudal yavi mamzer safig yavoy, the child will be mutter. That's only by ruba di isa kamon. As Achrenim explained, ruba di isa kamon is not really mevara the safik, does not tell us conclusively that we should assume like the roiv. A shenkin by ruba de lesa kamon, like in the case of the Gemara in Chulin, the din of roiv bilayz halach achar abal, that's what tells us that every son is really the child of the presumed father. That's what we're able to be mechayiv and misa if he hits his father. That din is conclusive. That's considered to be mevar the sofik. Therefore, as far as the din of bakal vaday hudlo yovay habakal sofik yovay, mamzer's usher to everyone bikahal, even though really that which we know that their kosher is based on a roiv. Since that's a roiv of Ruba de Lesa Kamon, that's a stronger roiv, as we see, we're able to be mechayiv a person Misa for hitting his presumed father. By Ruba de Issa Kamon, we would not be able to rely on a roiv to be mechayiv a person Misa. So we see the difference that Ruba de Lesa Kamon is considered to be Mevar the Sofik, and if so, this would be a teretz to the kasha that the Shmaita asks on the Pnei Yeshua, and we're still left with the teretz of the Pnei Yeshua that according to the Rambam, the Joshua of Bekal Vadi Hudal Yavi HaBekal Sofik Yavi tells us that even in the case of a roiv, meaning a Ruba de Issa Kamon, which tells us Lechumer that he is a Mamzer, now that we have a Drosh that Dafka Mamzer Vaday is Aser, then in this case he'll be Mutter. And the same will be true as far as the Din of Kahal Vaday. If there's a Sufik about a person, whether he's Kosher or Apostle, and there's a Reif telling us that he's Kosher, so if we would not have had this Gzeres Sekosov of Kahal Vaday, we would have said that a Vaday Mamzer is Aser to this person. This person is assumed to be Kosher. Now that we have a Din that a Mamzer is only Aser in the Kahal Vaday, a Reif de Issa Kamon is not enough to tell us that he's Vaday. And the mamzer would be mutter in this person. So I'll just mention one more teretz, the teretz that the Shev Shmaitz himself gives in Shmaitz Aleph Perek Beis. He says that according to the Shita of the Rambam, that every sofik is mutter b'dereisa. What do you need the drasha of mamzer vadeh hudlo yovi ha-mamzer sofik yovi? You need it in a case where there's a schazik isura. Meaning, just like we said before, everyone is masking that there's a chiv of ashram toloi, where you have chaticha aras m'shtei chatichos, a chaticha of chelv and a chaticha of shuman, which got mixed up. The other din is that if you eat it, you're chayv and ashram toloi, and we said our karchach it would be usher to eat, had it then been that min adraisa, it's mutter to eat even the chatchila, we definitely would not be mechayv and mekarbon for eating it. So this type of safik, everyone agrees that safik deraisa, we have to go to chumra, when it's his chazik yisura. So too, if there's a case where there's a Safik Mamzer, but it's a Safik which is a Schazik Yisura, then it would not have been that you go Lekula Mideraisa. Now that we have a Joshua of Mamzer Vadi Hudal Yavin, Hamamzer Safik Yavah, you can go Lekula. And what is a practical case of a Safik Mamzer where there's a Schazik Yisura? So the Shmaitzer explains, just like by the case where you have two pieces of Chelev and Shuman that got mixed up, so too, if you have two children, for example, two babies who got mixed up, one of them is a Mamzer and one of them is a Kosher, so now both of them are a Safik Mamzer. Here this is a case of a Schazik Yisura, and without the special Gzeres Akosav of Mamzer Safik, then it would have been that here you have to go to Chumrah. For that we need this Drosha, Mamzer Vadi Hudlo Yavi, Mamzer Safik Yavai, that even in the type of Safik which is a Schazik Yisura, still both of these children, both of these Sveiki Mamzer, will be Mutter Lavi B'Kahal. Now the Shmaitzer then brings the Mishnah Lamelech in Perek Tezvav Hilchos Asuri Biyah Halacha Yer Aleph, and the Mishnah Lamelech says clearly not like this din. The Mishnah Lamelech says that in the case of a Safik Mamzer who is a Schazik Yisura, like this case where two children got mixed up, the Mishnah Lamelech says here the din would be that they're Asur Lavi B'Kahal. The Mishnah Lamelech says since this is a Schazik Yisura, and if it was the type of Isser which there's a Chi of Kareis, you would be Chayiv Ashram Toloi. Obviously it's Asur, you wouldn't be Chayiv Ashram Toloi for something which is Mutter L'Chatchila. So by Safik Mamzer as well, the Mishnah Lamelech says that if it's a case of Ischazik Yisura, it's Aser. And the Shmaitzer argues, and he says, Einichanami, by other cases of Safik, where there's Ischazik Yisura, there are Karchuk, it's Aser. But here, where there's a special Gzeir Sakosav of Mamzer Vada Hudla Yavai, or Mamzer Safik Yavai, even a case of Ischazik Yisura is still considered a Safik. And he says, that's exactly why we need the Gzeir Sakosav, to tell us that even in this case, it's Mutter Lavi Bikahal. Now, if we take a look at the Mishnah Lamelech over there, we see clearly where he's coming from. He understood that the whole Makar of the Rambam, that all over Safik Dereis we go Lekula, is from this din of Safik Mamzer. Like we mentioned earlier, we didn't understand what Bechlal is the Kasha of the Achreinim. And this is how the Mishnah Lamelech holds. The whole Makar of the Rambam is from that which the Torah says that a Safik Mamzer is Mutter. From here we learn how to all other dinim in the Torah. And if so, the Mishnah Lamelech says that since as far as other dinim are concerned, there we definitely are not Matter B'makam Safik in a case where there's Ischazik Yisura, as we see the Torah is Mechayiv Hashem Tali by a case of Ischazik Yisura. So by Safik Mamzer itself, which is the Makar to everywhere else, there also a Karach the din is true there as well, that in a case of a Safik Mamzer where there's a Schazik Yisura, there the din is that he's Asur B'Kahal. And again, Badas the Shmaitzer, he obviously understood Badas the Rambam, that there's some other Makar we know from somewhere else, the Klal, that all stake is the right, so you can go to Kula, and therefore he's bothered, what is Neschadish in this din of Mamzer Safik? And that the Shmaitzer answers that what was Neschadish is that even in the case of his Schazik Yisura, where B'derech Klal we would have said that it's Asur Misafik, here the Torah is telling us that it's Mutter Misafik. So just to summarize, we said four Mahalchim in the Rambam, where is the Schadish in this Pasuk of Mamzer Vadi Hudlo Yavi HaMamzer Safik Yavai? And we explained Kepshuta, these Achreinim understood B'das HaRambam, that there's a different Makar which tells us that all stakes you go Lekula, and they were bothered, what is the Schadish anymore by the din of the Safik Mamzer? And we said four Mahalchim, the Mahalch of the Marit, and here it says Schadish that it's even B'Taras Vadi, not only B'Taras Safik, and an Afkamina that will be Mutter both to a Mamzeres and to a Bas Yisrael. We said the Mahalch of the Pri Chodosh, the Torah is telling us that a Safik Mamzer is Mutter even if it's Keneged a Chazaka, and the similar Mahalach of the Pnei Yeshua, that even if it's Keneged a Reiv, that's what we need this Pasuk to tell us, that still a Mamzer is Mutter. And the fourth Mahalach of the Shev Shmaitza, in the case where it's his Chazak Yisura, here if we would only have had the regular Klal of Safik Dereis of the Kula, here you would have had to go to Chumrah, as we see from the parish of Ashram Tolui. Now we have a special Joshua that a Safik Mamzer is Mutter, will be Mutter even in this case where there's his Chazak Yisura. Now before we continue on, we'll mention an interesting Machlokes Achreinim about this din of Mamzer Safik v'loy Mamzer Vaday. The Avnim Lum in Simin Dalar Sift Katan Yud Beis, he's discussing a Tosis in Yevamos Daf Tezayin Amud Beis. We won't get into that Tosis right now, but I'll go upon him. The Avnim Lum says a Yisoid, which he needs to explain that Tosis, and that is that a Safik Mamzer, since as we see in our Sugya that he's Mutter to a Bas Yisrael, and as we explained, it's Mutter B'Teres Vaday, as we saw from the Marit says he's Mutter both to a Bas Yisrael and to a Mamzeres, even though Lachar is a Tartik Disastri. The Pshat is that here the Torah was matter him b'teres vaday. And based on this, Avin Lum says a Chiddush, that if a Shtuki will be Mekadosh in Isha, a regular Bas Yisrael, then even if you hold like the Shita of Rabbi Kiva, that ain't Kedushin Taifsim b'chai v'lavin, here the Kedushin will be Nitvas b'teres vaday. In other words, if you hold not like the Shita of Rabbi Kiva, the way we hold, that Kedushin is Taifis b'chai v'lavin, so a Mamzer who's a chai v'lavin, even if it would be a Vaday Mamzer, Kedushin will still be Taifis. However, if you hold like the Shita of Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva holds that if a Mamzer is Mekadosh and Isha, it will not be Taifis, because Rabbi Kiva holds Kedushin is not Taifis and B'chai V'Lavin. Still, the Avnum says that a Safik Mamzer, a Shtuki, if he's Mekadosh and Isha, we don't say that it's a Safik Kedushin, rather it's Vadei, a good Kedushin. Since over here is Mutter B'Teres Vadei, as far as the Tfisa is Kedushin as well, the din is that it's Taifis B'Teres Vadei. Now, in this, Rabbi Chanan argues, in the Kaivis Art, Simon Gimel, Sifkot and Zayin, and Sifkot and Ches, He brings this marit and he says, even though this is true, that a Safik Mamzer is mutter b'tar as vaday, and he says, therefore the din is that if eventually he's found out to be a Mamzer, we don't say that Lamafrei all along he's a Mamzer, because up until that point the Torah was matching him b'tar as vaday, only from that point and on we have to treat him as a Mamzer. However, still, Rabbi Chanan says that as far as Tfusas Kedushin is concerned, here will only be a Safik Kedushin, not a Vaday Kedushin. And he explains because Tfusas Kedushin is not telling in the Isser, rather it's telling in the Shem Mamzer, the fact that his status is the status of a Mamzer. For example, Rabbi Chanan says, what happens if a Shtuki gets married to a Bas Yisrael, which he's allowed to do, and they have a child, eventually the Shtuki is found out to be a real Mamzer. So surely the Din is, Rabbi Chanan says, that the child has the status of a Mamzer, even though at the time the child was born, the father had a din of a shtuki and he was mutter b'teres vaday, still eventually when we find out that the father is a mamzer, Mimeil, the son is a mamzer as well. What is the child, Rabbi Chanan says? Because even though we matter him b'teres vaday, that's only as far as the Isser is concerned. As far as the Isser, the love of lo yovei mamzer b'kahal Hashem, as far as that's concerned, we are matter him b'teres vaday. However, l'maisa, as far as his shame mamzer, he did actually have the status of a mamzer, and therefore that which his children are mamzer are totally in his shame mamzer. When we eventually find out that he was a mamzer, that all along he had that shame mamzer, and therefore his child will have the same din as well. And therefore Rabbi Chanan says, as far as Tfisas Kedushin, the same is true as well. That which Kedushin is not Tefsim by Chayv Lavin, according to the sheet of Rabbi Kiva, is not dependent on there being actually an Isser Bepoyal, rather it's totally on the Sibas Isser, as Rabbi Chanan calls it. The Sibas Isser means the underlying cause which B'derech Klal creates the Isser. And over here the underlying cause is that which he's a mamzer. So even though until we find out B'teres Vaday that he's a Mamzer, as far as Dini Isra are concerned, we'll be matching him B'teres Vaday. However, as far as the Tfisas Kedushin is concerned, that's telling the Sibas Isser, the fact that this person was born from a marriage which causes him to have the status of a Mamzer, and since that Sibas Apsul may be here, despite the fact that that Sibas Apsul is not going to create an actual Isser L'maisa, because of the Din of Mamzer Safik V'loi Mamzer Vaday, still as far as Tfisas Kedushin is concerned, it's still only going to be a Kedushin Misafik. The Bukhan in a different place, later on in Siman Dal, Tifkot and Beis, he says another nafkamina, which is negate to this machlokes between Rabbi Chanan and Avin Meluim. What happens if this shtuki is Baal Bas Yisrael, which he's allowed to do, in the end we find out that he really was a mamzer? And the question is, does that be a pasal this woman for marrying a kohen? Then is there any bia that she had with someone who she's usher to, pasals her from a kohen? Here the question is that at the time of the bia, there was a psak on him, mamzer vadev loy mamzer sofik, that he's mutter to a Bas Yisrael with teres vaday. As we explained, that only after he's found to be a mamzer, from that point on, it's mikanu labo, that's when we give him the status of a mamzer, but not l'mafreya. However, Rabbi Chanan says, as far as this din of passing her from a kayin, that's not totally in the bias isser. In other words, it's not totally in there being an isser b'poyel, rather it's totally in the sibas isser. And since in the end we found out that this person really did have the status of a mamzer, so that will passel her from marrying a kayin. And Rabbi Chanan himself writes that this is not like that which the Minchas Chinuch says. The Minchas Chinuch in mitzvah reish samach vov, ois lamed vov, is before that a shtuki, since he's mutter b'teres vaday, he will not passel the isha from kahuna. Now the truth is that according to the svar of Rabbi Chanan, even before we find out that this shtuki is actually a mamzer, as soon as this shtuki is born in isha bas Yisrael, the way Rabbi Chanan understands that the psul l'kahuna is not telling in the isser, it's telling the sibas isser, so immediately she should become usher to kain misafik. If he ends up finding out that he's a mamzer, in echanami at that point she'll become usher to the kain b'teres vaday. But now she should also become usher to the kain. When she lives with this shtuki, she should be aser misafik. That's really what the Minchas Chinuch was addressing. Minchas Chinuch is coming to say that if a safik mamzer lives with a Bas Yisrael, she does not become aser to a kain. Minchas Chinuch seems to understand that the din of psul kahuna is telling the iser b'poyel. Here, with the Torah was matter the iser, therefore she will not become pasul. Now, continue on. The Gemara over here brings Amar Rava, Dvar Torah shtuki kosher maitaima roiv ksherim etzla, umiyat psul metzla. The ozel inu l'gaba called the parish meruba parish. My amrit dum ozel I l'gabayu havli kavu v'chal kavu kemechza mechza dami. V'atayr amra lo yavi mamzer, mamzer vadi hud lo yavi, ha mamzer safik yavi. Now a number of Rishayim, the Rashba, the Ramban, they ask a kash over here, why the ma'isa do we have to bring the drosh of mamzer vadi hud lo yavi, ha mamzer safik yavi? The Gemara is mashal because it's an equal safik. And they ask, alcher, there is a roiv over here, because we don't know who went to who. There's two tzadim. It's possible that she went to him, and it's possible that he went to her. On the side that she went to him, even if there's rave ksherim in that city, still we'll have to down it as an equal safik. However, there is also a side that he went to her, and on that side we will go bus a rave. So if we look at the whole picture, the Rishonim say, there is still a rave. So why do we have to come onto the drasha of mamzer vadev loy mamzer safik? Now the Ritva asks a similar question, however with a little bit of a different nosach. He asks that it's a svek sveka, And then is that even by Yisuri Dereisa, we go Lakula by a Svek Sveika. And he explains, what is a Svek Sveika? First off, he says, if she went to him, then it's considered a Mechzal, Mechzal, Kokavuk, Mechzal, Mechzal, Domi. That's one Safik. Was it a Kosher or Apostle who was by her? And the second Safik, he says, is that maybe what happened was that he went to her, and then we could go bust a Rav, because Rav people are Kshirim, so this should be a Svek Sveika to be matter. The Almaisa Pnei Yeshua and other Achayim have difficulty understanding what exactly is this Svek Sveika. This doesn't seem to follow the normal rules of a Svek Sveika. As they explain, there aren't two different stadim to be matter, as opposed to, for example, the classic Svek Sveika in the Gemara Kesubas Daf Tes, where a woman had Erisin and afterwards she's found to be a Be'ula. We have two stadim to say that she's Mutter. One Safik is whether it was Tachtov or Enei Tachtov. Maybe she was Nivula before the Erisin. And the second Safik is that even if it was after the Erisin, Safik Ba'inis, Safik Berotzin, on the Tadar was Ba'inis, that she'll still be Mutter. This is a Svek Sveika. We have two different stadim to be matter her. However, in our case, it's really all the same Tzad. The Tzad to be matter her was if she was Nivla to someone who she's kosher to. The Tzad to ask her is if it's someone that she was puzzled to. So there doesn't really seem to be a Svek Sveika over here. The Pnei Yeshua explains that the Ritva doesn't really mean a Svek Sveika, but he really means to say his Raiv, which is the same way the Ramban and the Rashba ask the Kasha. Malkapan and the Rishenim answer, and they say, Enech Nami, it's only L'Ravcha de Milsa. The Gemara could have said that in our case, you don't have to come on to the Gzer Sekosov of Mamzer Vadev Loi Mamzer Sofik. Rather, what the Gemara means to say that even if there'll be a case where you don't have a Raiv, for example, if we know for sure that she went to him, there it's Kemechta al Mechta, still we'll have a Gzer Sekosov of Mamzer Vadev Loi Mamzer Sofik, the child will be Mutter. And they're trying to explain that you have to say that which the Gemara says you need the Posik for a case of a Shtuki. L'char, any case of a Shtuki, you don't have to come on to this Gzer Sekosov. If you have a Raiv, a Karach, it's in one of these types of cases where there's no Raiv, either in this case where we know for sure that she went to him. Another example the Rishonim give is if there's an enclosed city, meaning we know for sure that the Baal was someone from this city, and we also know that this city is Mechza Ksherim and Mechza Psulim, meaning half of the people in this city, if they would live with her, the child would have a din of a Mamzer. In this case, you would have to come on to the Gzeir Sekosov of Mamzer Vadev Loi Mamzer Safik. Now the Pnei Yeshua brings a Raya from these Rishonim to what he said, which we said earlier from the Pnei Yeshua, the din of Mamzer Vadev Loi Mamzer Safik would be matter even in the case where there's a Rav Le'Isser. Meaning, even if there's a Rav which says that it really is a Mamzer, still he'll be Mutter to a Bas Yisrael because of the Gzeir Sekosov. And the Pnei Yeshua proves it from these Rishonim, because according to the Rishonim, the classic case of Shtuki really has a Rav which say that he's kosher, you don't have to come on to the Gzeir Sekosov. And if so, they ask, how could the Mishnah say that a Shtuki is also Mutter to a Mamzeres? If there's a Rav which is telling us that he's really kosher, why would he be Mutter to a Mamzeres? Akar list mikarech l'gzeres hakosov of kal vadiv loy kal sofik, and that gzeres hakosov also works connected a rave. Even though the shtuki has a rave which tells us that he's kosher, and therefore mamzeres should be usher to him, he should be included in kahal and it would be usher for mamzeres to marry him. Still, since he's not kahal vada, he still has a din of a kal sofik, even though there is a rave which says that he's kosher. And therefore, so too the other gzeres hakosov of mamzer vadiv loy mamzer sofik, that also works even connected a rave. Now the Shev Shmaita says as far, which we mentioned earlier, and he says that there's a chesvar to be mechag between Ruba de Issa Kamon and Ruba de Lesa Kamon. And he explains because the Ruba de Lesa Kamon, that is a rave which is mevar, that does make something into a vaday. That type of rave could give him the status of a mamzer vaday, or could give someone the status of a kahal vaday. Now, Shainkin and Ruba de Issa Kamon, that type of rave, the Shev Shmaita is maskim to the Pnei Yeshua, that does not make someone into a vaday. And he says that the rite that Pnei Yeshua brought from the Rishayim and Ersigo, that would only be a rite to a Ruba de Issa Kamon, not to a Ruba de Lesa Kamon. Asik is considered Ruba de Issa Kamon. The Rav of Kodal Parish from Ruba Parish is a Ruba de Issa Kamon. Enechlani over there, you do have a Raya. This type of Rav will not give the person the status of a Vaday. And for that reason, this Shtuki who has a Rav who says that he's kosher, Ruba de Issa Kamon, he will still be Mutter to a Mamzeres. Now continue on. The Gemara at the bottom of the Umbra is discussing the Dinam of an Asufi. And the Gemara brings a Memra, Umbra Rava Bar Ravuno, Matah Mol Imba Mishum Asufi, Mishalte Admeya Imba Mishum Asufi. Gemara brings different examples of simanim which prove that this child really was originally intended to be kept, and therefore it's not a raya from the fact that the child was abandoned that he's posel. There's an important kasha over here which a number of achronim discuss in the Chedushay Ma'arit, in the Noida Behudo, in Evan Ezer Madura Kamo, Simon Zayin, in the Beis Meir, in Simon Dao, Tziv Chavov, and that is to ask that even though we have these simanim, that's a raya that this child was not intended originally to be abandoned, still why should we say that the child is definitely kosher? Why should he be any better than a Shtuki? A Shtuki is a child who we don't know the father is, the mother was raising the child, therefore we don't have any reisa from the fact that the mother abandoned the child, yet still the din is that the Chacham made a gzera, Maila Osu B'Yuchsin, As long as we don't know who the father is, we have to be chayshish l'iser. And if so, this child, even though we're not considering him an asufi, because we see the mother did not want to abandon the child, still, we don't know who the father is. Until we know who the father is, he still has a din of a shtuki, and it should be possible in darbanan. In other words, how could these simanim make this child any better than a shtuki who was raised by the mother and cared for by the mother? Still, the din is that the child is possible. How could this child be any better? So a few mahalchim are given to answer this kasha. The Ma'arit wants to be mechadesh to einich hanami. When we say ein b'mishum asufi, we don't mean to say that the child is actually kosher. Rather, surely the child does have a din of a shtuki and he is possible. So what nafkamina does it make whether he's an asufi or a shtuki? Either way, he's possible. So the Ma'arit explains that the din is by a shtuki. We'll see later on in the find out on Menalef, that if we ask the mother, what is the status of this child? And she tells us, l'kosher nevalti, the child is kosher because the boy was kosher, she does have nemonis. In other words, the whole din of a shtuki is only until we ask the mother. If she tells us that the child is kosher, she is believed. And if so, the Ma'arit explains, this is what the Gemara over here is telling us, that if it has one of these simanim, it is not considered an asufi. The pshat is, as the Gemara says over here, behemshech, kol zman shebishuk ovev v'imay ne'monim alov, nesaf minashuk ein ne'monim alov. A child who really does have the status of an asufi, if after he's taken in from the shuk, the father and the mother come and say that we're the parents, they do not have nemonis. On this, the Gemara is telling us that if the child has one of these simanim but does not have the status of an asufi, and therefore if the parents come afterwards and say that this is their child, they're believed. Or for example, if the mother comes and says, this is my child, and she also tells us who the father is, she will have nemonis. In other words, it will be the same din as a shtuki. So this is the pshat of the Ma'arit. When the Gemara says, ein by mishum asufi, it doesn't mean to say that the child is actually kosher, it just means he'll have the status of a shtuki and not an asufi. But as we said, the Neid Abuda also discusses this kasha, and at first he brings this teretz, however he rejects this teretz, he brings a raya from the Torah and from the Beis Shmuel that they do not hold to this teretz, and therefore the Neid Abuda says a different mahalach. He explains that really when the Gemara says that if it has one of these simanim, ein by mishum asufi, it means, not like the Ma'arit says, rather what it means is that the child is really kosher, it does not have the status of a shtuki. The question is, every asufi is also a shtuki. Even if we don't have a reyusa from the fact that the child was abandoned, we don't know who the father is, we should have to be choshish le'iser. So the Neid Abuda explains that there's a difference between a shtuki and an asufi. A shtuki, we know who the mother is. A shenki, we an asufi, we do not know who the mother is. And he says that if you know who the mother is, then you cannot dan on the child without first being dan on the mother. In other words, we can't just decide the status, whether the child is a mamzer or not. We also have to decide the status of the mother. Was she nivla to someone who will passel her? And therefore, since we're also danning on the mother, as the Gemara says earlier, even if right people in the city are kshirim, but we're chayshed, maybe she went to him, and kol kavua kemechza al mechza dami, you don't have a right to be machshed them. And even though the Gemara came out in the maskana that even if there would be an even suffix, still we would be machshed the child, because of the gzeres akos of mamzer vadev loy mamzer suffix. However, as the Gemara says in the maskana, maila osu biyuchsin, lemaisa we're machmer, and we ask for the child who is a shtuki. And the Neid Abuda understands the reason why we ask the child, the reason why we make this ma'ala asa b'yuchsin is only because we don't have a rave to be samechon. It's be'etzem ha-mechta ha-mechta, so even though we deraisa, we could still be ma'achshon the child with a din of ma'amter v'adiv le ma'amter sofik, ma'ala asa b'yuchsin, and we pass on the child. If, however, there would be a rave to be ma'achshon the child, then the Rabbanim would not have made their ma'ala. Therefore, the Neid Abuda explains that the only reason why we don't have a rave is because we're danning on the mother. In a case where the mother is not here, we don't have to be dan on the mother. We could just dan on the status of the child, then we do have a rave. And he explains, because when you dan on the child, you don't care who went to who, whether the father went to the mother or the mother went to the father. Either way, there would still be a rave, because the child has the status of a parish, and called the parish Beruba parish. If you would have to dan on the mother, then you would have to be dan on the actual Maisa Bia, and that you would say that if she went to him, it's Kavua. But once you're not danning on the mother, because there is no mother, just danning who was the father, who fathered this child, there you definitely say, called the parish Beruba parish, that this child came from a father who was from the Rav, and not from a father who was from the Miyat. And therefore, the Neid Abuda explains that in our case, the case of an Asufi, where there is no mother, so here the reason why the Chacham made a Ma'il Asu B'yuchsin is for a different reason. It's because of the added factor that this child was abandoned, but as soon as you have a Simen which shows us that he was not abandoned because he was Pasul, so this is not included in the Ma'il Asu B'yuchsin of an Asufi. The question was that he should still be included in a shtuki because l'maisa we don't know who the father is. And that the teretz is that over here where you do have a rave to be machshir the child, on the child you could say called the parish meruba parish. Over there the rabbanan would not have made a ma'ala also be yuchsin. Only in the case where you do know who the mother is, and therefore you do have to judge what is the din of the mother. And on that there is no rave because if she went to him, then it's called kavua kemechza mechta dami. Over here the rabbanan made a ma'ala also be yuchsin because there is no rave. But in the case where you could dish down on the child and there is a rave, then there is no ma'ala also be yuchsin. So this is the terrace of the Naidu Bihuda, why in air cases where there's a Samanim and this child is not an Asufi, and he also does not have the status of a Shtuki to answer him. Now based on this, Naidu Bihuda says an interesting halacha l'maisa. The child that he's coming to discuss over there is, there was a Pnuya, a single woman who became pregnant, and we did not ask her what is the status of the child. Like the Gemara says later on, you're really supposed to ask her who is the father. We did not get around to asking her for whatever reason. And then by the time the child grew up, the mother had died already. And we want to know, is this child Mutar Bekahal? Does he have the status of a Shtuki who's Asar Darabanan? And the Naidu Bihuda says that since in this case there is no mother around, and as he explained, the only reason why a Shtuki you don't go Basar Rayiv is because you have to dan on the mother. In this case, where the mother's already dead, we don't have to decide the din of the mother. We only can discuss the din of the child. And as we said, as far as the child is concerned, we do have a Rayiv. The child is considered Parish and called the Parish Meruba Parish. Since Rayiv people are Ksherim Etzla, the mother who was a Pnui was Mutter to Rayiv people, so we could be Machsher the child. In other words, the Naidu Bihuda is saying is the air case would be like the cases of the Gemara, Matzah Mol or Meshalti Admeya. Those cases are not an Asufi and not an Ashtuki either, as the Naidu Bihuda explained. Here also, this child is definitely not an Asufi because the mother took care of the child all the years, and he's not an Ashtuki either, as the Naidu Bihuda explains, because we're dining only on the child, we could go Basar Rayiv, and there's no din of Maila Asu B'Yuchsin. Now, just speak for a few moments on the din of Achaya. The Gemara B'Hemshach says, Omer of Chizdo, Shloishin Nemanim La'altar, Elohein Asufi Chaya Upoiteres Chavreisea. The Gemara explains, what is the din of Achaya? Chaya Nemanis Lemer Ze Yotzerishin Ve Ze Yotzersheni. In other words, if there's twins, the Chai has Nemanis to tell us which child is the Bechar. And further on, the Gemara brings a Braisa that says, Nemanis Chaya Lemer Ze Koin Ve Ze Levi, Ze Nesin Ve Ze Mamzer. Rashi explains, we're talking about that in one house there were four women who gave birth to children. And the Chai has Nemanis, the midwife could tell us which one of the children are a Kayin, which is a Levi, which is a Nesin, and which is a Mamzer. The Mashmois of Rashi, and the Ran is before like this as well, that the only reason why the Chai has Nemanis is because we know one of these four is a Mamzer, and one is a Nesin, and one's a Kayin, and one's a Levi. The question just is, which is which? On that, the Chai has Nemanis, but Enich Nami to come along and Tam tell us that this child who was born is a Mamzer, on that she would not have Nemanis. And what exactly is the Pshat? What is this Nemanis of the Chaya? So the Ran al-Rifi explains, this Nemanis is a din d'rabbanon. He says, "Loi mi dinahu el hemnu rabbanon l'fish al haroiv iefsha b'ini nacher." This is not mi'ikra din, rather it's a Nemanis that the rabbanon gave to her, because b'derek klal, the Ran says, it's not shaykh for anyone else to know what happened except for her. She's the one who's there at the time of the birth, so if there are twins born, she's the one who's going to know which is the older one, which is the younger one, or if there are four different children from four different mothers born in one place, she's going to be the one to know which is which. Therefore, the rabbanon were mechadish a new Nemanis for this chaya. Based on that, the Ran explains the Hemshach HaGemara. The Gemara says later on that if there's an error, even an error, the Chad, one person that's telling us that the child is a Mamzer, so then already the Chad does not have Nemanis. As the Gemara explains, even though B'derech Klal error of one person is meaningless, that's only when there's a Cheskas Kashos. Over here, there's no Cheskas Kashos. Therefore, the error, the Chad, will disqualify the Nemanis of the Chaya. And the Ran is bothered. Why don't we say the Klal, Kol Mokam Shemina Teiro Eidechod Harekan Shnayim? Any place where we find the Torah gives a Nemanis to one person, Derechal, we need two people. Sometimes the Torah made an exception, and one aid is Neman. In those cases, if afterwards someone else comes along and is Machish the first aid, we will still believe the first aid because he's the only one that the Torah gave a special Nemanis, not the second one who was Machishim. If so, in this case, the Ran is bothered. Why don't we say the same thing by Achaya? She was given the special Nemanis even though she's only an Eid Echad. Why is someone who's Machisher also believed equally to her? So the Ran explains that here we don't say the Klal of Kol Mokam Shamina Torah Eid Echad Arikan Shnayim. Because here there's no real reason why she should have special Nemanis, why we should believe that what she's saying is true, it's just that we didn't have any other choice, as the Ran says, Yefshir Belav Hachi. Therefore, if someone else comes in his Machisher, that will disqualify her Nemanis. Now, the Mishnah Melech in Perek Tez Vav Hilchus Asur Biyo Halacha Yenal, if he quotes this Ran, the Ran says that the Nemanis of Achai is a new Takana Darabonon, and the Mishnah Melech says, L'cher, there's a Sfar to be Mechalik, and as far as the child, that the Chai is telling us that it's a Mamzer, now we understand that you need a new Takana Darabonon, that she has Nemanis to pass on this child. However, what about a child that the Chai is saying is kosher? The Chai is telling us that this is not a Mamzer, this is the kosher one. So the Chai, without the Nemanis of the Chaya, the child would have been a Safik, which is the same thing as a Shtuki. And a Shtuki is only Asr Midarabanon, so him knew Arabanon Midarabanon. The Rabanon who made the Takana of the Maila Asr B'Yuchsin, they also told us that the Chai will be Nemanis to tell us that the child is not a Shtuki. The Chai, for that, you don't have to come onto this new Nemanis, which the Ran describes, because Yefshar Be'in Yenacher. Even without that, since the whole din shtuki is in Nisr Darbanan, so the Ran can give a Nemanis to this Chaya. However, the Mishnah Melech proves from the Ran himself, as we said, the Ran says, Behem Shalach Gemar, the case where there's an error. In that case, the Chaya was being Machshir the child, and the error was coming to Pasul the child. There also, the Ran is Mavur that you have to come onto this new Nemanis of the Chaya. So the Mishnah Malach explains, and this is the Mishnah Malach we mentioned earlier in the Shir. He says, really, you could say, like the Mishnah Malach wanted to say originally, that the regular case of a Shtuki, since Midaraisa, the child is anyways kosher, it's only the Rabban that the child is possible, so Hinu V'Rabbanon V'Rabbanon, you don't have to come onto this new Nemanis. However, in the case of the Gemara, the case where there are four children in one house, we know one of them is a Mamzer, that's the case of Ischazik Yisura, and the Mishnah Malach holds that in the case of Ischazik Yisura, over there we don't have the Xeris Akosov of Mamzer Vadiv Le Mamzer Safik. As the Mishnah Malach proves from now, Chayv in Ashram Toloy, he says, since the Shita of the Ramam is that the Xeris Akosov by Safik Mamzer, that's the Makar to tell us that all Sveikis in the Torah, the din is that Midaraisa one can go Lakula, and since all other Sveikis, when it's Ischazik Yisura, Chayv in Ashram Toloy, it is therefore muchach that by Safik Mamzer, which the Torah was matter, that's not by case of Ischazik Yisura. Therefore, the Mishnah Malach explains that in the case where there's four children, there's Ischazik Yisura, over there you don't have the heter of Mamzer Vadiv Le Mamzer Safik, and without this Nemanis of Achai, you would not have said that the child has a din of a Shtuki and is only Asr Midarbonon because Mail Asr Biyuchsin. Rather, the child would have been Asr Midaraisa. Therefore, that's why the Ran has to come onto this new Nemanis, that the Chai is never to be Machshir because of Yefshir Bilav Hachi. But Echanami, the Mishnah Malach says, in the case where even before the Chai comes to be made, the child has a status of a Shtuki, which is only Asr Midarbonon. Here, even without coming onto this new Nemanis of Achaya, of Yefshir Bini Nacher, even without that, you would have said him Nur Darbonon Bidarbonon.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.